stock market,
the S&P,
the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to a special Motley Fool Money podcast just for our Triple M audience. As always, I'm Scott Phillips, and with me is Anirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
Good day, Captain.
Mate, we're going to do a little short burst here about the topic of the moment, the buy now, pay later juggernaut called Afterpay. Now, normally we speak about the company, the financials, the stock returns, the future of the business. This time I want to drill down just a little bit and think about our hip pockets, mate. The old skyrocket. Afterpay. Is it good for our financial health, or is it a highway to more trouble than Superman?
Well, it depends, right? How you, like everything in the planet, it depends on how you use it.
Mm-hmm.
Effectively, when you use Afterpay, let's say I use Afterpay online to buy something.
So let's actually stop just here for half a second, right? So Afterpay gives you the opportunity to go to a retailer and mm-hmm. say, mate, I want it now,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not giving you the money. Well, I'll give you a bit of the money now, and the rest of it over the next 4 weeks. Trust me, I'll pay you back. It's fine. I really want those jeans and I want them now. I've got the app on my phone. I hold the phone up. You do the zappy kind of scanny thing. And then all of a sudden I walk out with the jeans. I got a pair of jeans. You haven't got the money yet. Afterpay promises I'm going to pay you back. Have I got that basically right?
Yeah. Well, partially. So what happens is I want to buy the jeans.
Yes.
I buy the jeans.
I want to buy the jeans.
Okay. So you want to buy the jeans. Yeah, yeah. You're going to use Afterpay at the retailer, at your favorite retailer.
Yes.
Right?
Just jeans.
Just jeans. Let's say you.
I'm Levi's, man, dude. Yeah, it's okay. Very simple.
So you're buying the Levi's at Just Jeans.
Yep.
Just Jeans actually gets the money from Afterpay. So Afterpay is effectively paying
right.
Just Jeans.
So I get the jeans.
Yep.
Just Jeans gets the cash.
Yep.
Afterpay
is going to get the money later from
hopefully.
You over a period of time.
Okay.
Right.
That sounds like
and
a win-win-win.
It's a win-win-win. It's just basically like, you know, a deferred credit card payment, right?
And that's where it could be problematic, as you say. That's why, and I'll let you get back to your original point mm-hmm. now. That's why used well, it can be a wonderful device. Used badly, though, it kind of can turn into its own little mini debt spiral, can't it?
Exactly. So it's basically bringing payments for, delaying payments, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically deferring of payments.
Now, get it now, pay later is the...
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing, right? So I bought some stuff online mm-hmm. using Afterpay, right?
You're not one of those Afterpay.
I love it. Here, think about this. I spent $100.
Yes.
I paid $25 immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I actually paid that $25 using my credit card. I got my credit card points. And I'm paying that $25 now in a month.
Right.
And then over the period of 8 weeks, the remainder $75 get paid off.
And people wonder why this is complex.
And I pay those $25 again via the credit card. So effectively, I'm paying this over a long period of time. It's like, you know, it's like newfound money.
Right, but you're smart and you're savvy and you're capable. So you're going to do that and... Basically, you can make out like a bandit while the poor retailer pays a fee and Afterpay's got to wait to collect the cash. For some people, though, we know that at one point, up to 25% of Afterpay's revenue was actually made up of late fees. So at some level, that's the other side of this story, right? And so I actually completely agree with you. Like any financial product, used well, this can be an absolute boon. Used badly, though, and particularly by people who aren't necessarily prepared or thoughtful or simply experienced with this sort of stuff, particularly young people who are starting off with Afterpay as their first form of credit, it can get a bit messy, can't it?
It can. So if you don't have the money that you're going to spend and you not have it when Afterpay is going to hit your bank card, be it debit card or credit card, you're kind of going to be in default, right? They're going to charge you a late fee. They never charge you interest, but they're going to charge you the late fee.
Okay.
And effectively, you become you have a debt of late fee. And then unless you pay the late fee, you're not going to be able to use Afterpay again. So
at some point, I guess, do kind of the credit debt collectors come after you, or how does that work?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I mean, you know, they could come after you for the late fees, right?
Mm.
For example, they can come back to you for the money you owe them.
Right,
they're not going to charge you interest in the process because they can't charge you. They're technically not a credit provider
and
in that sense.
For the sake of $100 pair of jeans, maybe you've kind of got an impaired credit record all of a sudden.
Exactly.
You've started off your financial life behind the eight ball almost.
Yeah. So if you use it carefully, it's a great tool for deferred payment. It's a way to smooth your cash flow out. I mean, if you're a young person who has just started working, you know, you want to adjust your cash flow, this is a great way to buy stuff. If you're going to use this to increase your debt and be further in debt, then you've got a problem.
Right.
So, responsible usage is what I would recommend.
So as with all products, only buy stuff you're going to buy anyway. Don't be tempted to buy more stuff just because you can. only buy stuff where you know you can actually pay the bill when it comes due. So to your point, you can pay the $100 now, or you know you've got the cash in the back pocket. You can pay it over 4 weeks, and why wouldn't you? So you're not really putting yourself at any financial stress. You're taking advantage of the product provider, which is exactly how you should be using financial products. Just don't get sucked into the whole, I really want those pair of jeans and I kind of can't afford it, but if I use Afterpay, maybe I can. Because most people who do that then next week say, and I want those pair of shoes and I have to pay that just yet. And all of a sudden you've got 3, 4, or 5 pieces of clothing or something else on Afterpay. And when the bill comes due, you could be in for a nasty shock.
I agree. Don't make it a sugar hit.
That is very good advice. That's it from this week's special edition of Motley Fool Money, especially for Triple M.
Full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/triple-m. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.